Chasing the sun.
Yeah, chasing the sun at 20 to 9. We've got a top of around about 21 degrees today. Partly cloudy, though.
Lovely. Sounds good. Sounds like a good day. Not a great day, though, if it's really windy and the hay fever is playing havoc with your nose. I swear I've got hay fever or something. I don't know. I go crazy in spring. Tamara from gettingnaked.com.au on the phone right now. The mental and physical ways that we can deal with hay fever.
Yeah, sneezing and getting all snotty, it's not fun, but there is a natural approach that you can take.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that I came across was ear acupressure. It's also known as auricular therapy. And this includes attaching five tiny stainless steel pallets to your ear. And your job is to press them each time, three times a day. And it actually works. And the reason for that is because the ear is actually seen as like a miniature map of the human body, with each part corresponding to a different part of the body. And so when you stimulate those key points, it helps regulate the flow of energy through the body.
Wow, that's fascinating. I'm really a big fan of acupressure. I believe that it really can work. And I'd never thought of putting little... Because, you know, when you get sick, seasick, my grandma used to wear those bands with the magnets pressing in on pressure points on your wrist. And I've always found that pretty fascinating. So where do you get... So it's, what, five tiny little magnets on what part of your ear? The earlobe, the inner part?
There's particular places. So you probably want to go to an acupuncturist and they can actually show you the first time that you put them on.
Yep.
And then what you do is you just change them every week. Obviously the same place, but you might swap ears so then the ear doesn't get too sore.
Yeah.
Go to an acupuncturist to start off with and then they can teach you how to do it. But there's also some foods that you might want to avoid as well, because they tend to irritate the hay fever symptoms.
And what foods are they?
So honey, onions, eggs and mushrooms.
Wow, that's probably a staple for most people's diets. Honey, onion, mushrooms.
and eggs
could flare up hay fever.
Yeah, I tend to just avoid those for 2 months and then I have no dramas at all. And then if you want to look at the mental side of things, because there's always a mental cause to illnesses and disease, it's closely associated with not being satisfied with yourself and distrusting all that isn't from you. So not being in harmony with your environment or feeling unsafe in your surroundings.
There you go.
Well, I think a lot of us can relate to that. Okay, that's really interesting. If we want to find out more, especially hay fever, here in the Gong, it's a lot of people suffer from it, Tamara.
Yeah.
Let's check it out, gettingnaked.com.au. Tamara Mercica, as always, it's a pleasure. Have a fabulous Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Illawarra's biggest one-day fundraiser.
R98's Camp Quality Convoy with Marty and Bianca.